Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Good morning. I'm Tyler Russell. Jason Fetty here as well on Daily Scramble Live.
Hello.
And we're about to feature a band that we're excited to learn more about. King Shelter playing our locally crafted show next week at the Wayfair. They've got an EP coming out. They've got a new single coming out. And they're going to play acoustically for us now. So whenever you guys are ready, King Shelter live on KX93.5.
You said that you care, you said that we were in love, you said you're happy and that I am more than enough. You said I'm more than enough. But people change with the tide. People change in the blink of an eye. I wish I changed with you. I wish I changed with you. I wish I changed with you. And I wish I changed with you. You said it's over, you said to let you go. I said you loved me then, you said that you didn't know. Oh, you said that you didn't know. But people change with the tide. People change in the blink of an eye. I wish I changed with you. I wish I changed with you. I wish I changed with you. And I wish I changed with you. I'll be thinking of you. I never thought that love can do me so much harm. Oh, I'll be thinking of you.
All right, guys. Awesome. Yeah. King Shelter live on KX93.5. It's Daily Scramble Live. If you guys want to hop on these microphones, we'll chat with you for a minute. Again, they've got a few things going on right now. They've got a new EP coming out, a new single on the way. They're doing an EP release show in an LA warehouse. And most notably, I'm excited that you guys are playing our locally crafted show, the first ever in partnership with Broken Entertainment, next Wednesday at the Wayfair. So it's a busy time for King Shelter.
Yes, sir, it is.
Well, we're excited to learn more about you, like I said. So tell us about the new EP and new single. We're going to hear the single next.
Yes, sir.
But is this a long amalgamation of work that's led to this?
Just one thing. Please stop calling him sir.
Oh, not good for his, I apologize.
Not good.
Master.
Never get out of the door.
Okay.
Yeah. You can call me master if you like, but don't call him sir.
Fair enough. Okay.
Will do.
Will do. So we... We put out our EP, which we did by ourselves last year, about October-ish. And so right away, we decided to kind of start writing again and get things rolling. So now we had the opportunity to work with a producer and get into a studio and do some other stuff with some actual professionals. So we're pretty excited about that. And so we'll have 3 songs coming out in April. So we're very excited about that.
Cool.
Yeah.
And how'd you choose a warehouse in Los Angeles to do the EP release show?
We stuck a knife in a globe.
Yeah.
And it fortunately landed.
It happened. It was so close to us, which is sick. Yeah.
Good thing it didn't land in like Syria or something.
Well, it did at first. We played that show. Yeah. There was only like 5 people, so
it was awful.
A good show for us, honestly.
Yeah. Our management's good. Our management.
That's a great
answer. They suggested that. Yeah.
That was a good answer. Yeah. Tyler was like, his eyes went crossed. Oh, no. I don't follow that one. That was good. That was good. I love that you've got this something in the music there that's the weird bass line.
Yeah, I saw you staring at it. I was looking at you. Honestly,
I'm like, what? A flat in the but, and it works so great. And that sometimes that's what, you know, those kind of little musical things can be the thing that sets a band apart. You know, there's only so many you know, notes in a
non-harmonic tone.
Non-harmonies.
Right, a cacophony, I think you'll find it's
guys are losing the non-musical. No idea.
All those nerds that don't play music.
All right, then, well, let me put it this way. A slightly dissonant chord.
Now I get it.
Yeah. But really, some those little things really make a difference.
Yeah.
And sounds very cool.
Well, I appreciate that, Master.
There was
I can distract people from the lack of content in your lyrics.
Oh,
no, I'm just I'm totally kidding.
Wow.
I'm totally kidding.
Wow. It was a joke.
That was a joke.
What did we ever do to you?
So next week you guys are playing at this show called Locally Crafted. It's the first time we've done this. There's 3 other bands playing, Royal Jag, My Brothers, and Gardener's Logic. And you can go to brokenint.com/locallycrafted and vote for the bands, and that's going to determine our lineup. So I'm assuming you guys are going to do well and may end up later on in the night, but do you have any ideas so far?
You know, we're just, you know, going to let time play it out and we're going to try our hardest, but wherever we end up is where we will shine.
Very encouraging.
Very good. We're going to make it
and
the best time slot.
And we will shine, first or last.
We're going to trust God.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We're going to send one up to the big man upstairs.
Exactly.
Maybe he'll vote for us.
We've got his vote.
Yeah.
He counts us too. I don't know if you knew that.
Please do encourage your listeners and or your fans and everybody to download our KX app, because if they go to the show, they get in for free. Okay,
I did not know that.
Little known fact: if they go to the show next Wednesday at the Wayfair, they get in. They save $5 on entry. Wow, so, would you guys do another song for us?
Of course, I'd love to.
Jason, you really made him excited.
There's nothing. I would one more.
What's the next one you're gonna do?
This is our new single coming out. It's called Preoccupied.
This song is about trying to talk to girls again after not doing it for a very long time. And it's a very awkward thing. So here's a song called Preoccupy. It's a pretty awkward thing. All right. 1, 2, 3. And this is not what I had planned. I am not supposed to be here, but my brain's bigger than my heart. Can my logic counter my fear of being dumb and strange? But there is hope in change. Did I say something wrong? I don't even know. Did I come on too strong? I should probably go. Hello, what is your name? Preoccupy my brain. Don't you think it's only fair that you get what you deserve? Her shirt was tight, her heels were high. Now she's another ample object for the nice guy. But that is dumb and strange. But there is hope in change. Did I say something wrong? I don't even know. Did I come on too strong? I should probably go. Hello, what is your name? Preoccupy my brain. I took these feet and I walked so far into the scene of an LA bar. The room was packed, but she caught my stare. Egocentric, but I didn't care. So I fixed my hat and did my sales pitch. She said, back the hell up, you scrawny little bitch. I then grabbed her hands and reminded her that I'm a white entitled man. We don't take no for an answer. Did I say something wrong? I don't even know. Did I come on too strong? I should probably go. Hello, what is your name? Preoccupy my brain. Hello, what is your name? Preoccupy. I left alone and was reassured as I told myself I don't take no for an answer.
Yay.
Yeah. All right. King Shelter live on KX93.5. Based on the contents of that song, it seems like you really blew it with whoever that was.
Oh, I blew it with everyone. Yeah. That's just a common trend.
Wait, so what happened in your life that made you not talk to girls for a long time or whoever the subject
our
is?
Faces.
Our faces. Oh, don't you see what you're talking to?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I get it.
For those of you that can't see, we're about a 6 out of 10.
Yeah, that's why we're on the radio. Yeah, why do you think we're here and not on a TV show?
Exactly.
When KTLA has you, you'll have to politely decline, I guess.
I guess so, yeah. That's the way it goes. No, I mean, I dated an individual for a very long time, and then after that ends, it's kind of weird. It's like, well, now that that doesn't work out, does anything work out? I don't know. Am I even interested? Who knows?
Right.
Who cares? Not me. I guess I do, because I wrote a song about it.
Oh, yeah. No, you care.
Oh, I care.
You really care.
I'm more of a Dungeons and Dragons kind of guy myself anyway.
It's a curse, actually, isn't it? It's just a curse. The curse of testosterone.
Yeah.
Good boys. Oh, well.
Just roll a 20-sided die and you can decide.
You play Dungeons
on that
Dragons.
Subject. I know a thing or two.
He knew.
Wow.
It's actually called the
now
D20.
You've lost everyone, musicians and everyone.
You
almost.
Can talk about cacophony of dissonant chords all you want, but I'm talking about D20
you
die.
Nice for knack,
yes.
Bro.
All right, King Shelter, we're big fans of you guys, and we're looking forward to next week, locally crafted at the Wayfair. That's Wednesday night, 8 p.m. You can go to brokenint.com/locally crafted to vote for your favorite band and see the gig. And where do you want people to go to learn more about you, find the new single and all that stuff?
You can go to our social medias. We're all over the interwebs, from Instagram to Twitter to Facebook to Spotify. But
MySpace,
to find us,
LinkedIn.
Yeah, LinkedIn. Yeah. But
MySpace, you got the MySpace?
We got MySpace, yeah.
Good.
King Shelter, yeah, like a king, and then a shelter, like an animal shelter.
Right.
On the Instagram, that's where all our good info is.
All right.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Cool. Thank you very much for coming in this morning, guys. We appreciate the early arrival.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
We're stoked to be here.
We'll see you next week at the show. KX93.5.
Yes, sir. Master.